Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kick off your future with the law firm of Cundori & Murrah. They are the official show sponsor of Grant & Danny. They'll help protect your assets, update your will and your trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com. Mention us to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Grant H. Paulson. Danny is on Twitter at Funny Danny. At Instagram, you're going to have to find him. Humorous Danny is where you can do that.
Somebody took the other one, man.
We got any shows coming up?
I don't think I do for a little while. Yeah, we're booking ahead to the spring. I got a couple private events, which doesn't help anybody.
Private? I'll come.
You were literally not allowed.
Okay,
you were literally not allowed to do that.
Maybe not. Silly private event, Rouye. You get really dressed up, and you sling some jokes.
That's pretty much it.
Kind of your element.
It's wheelhouse. Now, it's not always to the most willing audiences.
Hands.
Yeah, there's an exchange
like
of currency.
Too,
that's
you?
My favorite part. Because sometimes those private shows aren't always the most fun, but money's good.
Money's great.
Money's real good.
Three Sheets to the Wind is coming to Capital One Hall. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Win two tickets to see Three Sheets to the Wind right now. America's number one tribute to Yacht Rock. Friday, March 1st, Capital One Hall. Three Sheets to the Wind pays authentic tribute to AM Gold Yacht Rock Classics. Is that right? AM Gold? Should we type that different, or is that how we do it? I don't know. It's going to be fun if you like Yacht Rock. That's what I'm being told.
That is the scouting report.
I'm selling this thing well, right?
Yeah.
You should really go check it out. 70s and 80s, undoubtedly the smoothest music ever created by mankind. I'll rub dirt on this and try again tomorrow. Don't you worry, Darius. I'm going to try it again. AM Gold, meaning it went gold on the AM radio. Is that right?
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that.
That's what that means.
I was going to tell you this. I'm not trying to joan. Yeah. I saw that on the read, too, and I was like, thank God Grant's going to do that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I looked at it and went, I don't know what to do with that.
Three Sheets to the Wind pays authentic tribute to AM Gold Yacht Rock. I think it's AM Gold, like radio. But why would Yacht Rock have been on AM only?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, God. Smoothest music ever created by mankind. Just go enjoy yourselves, please. That's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. Beltway Blitz time. Caps, Wiz, Nats. Let's do it. Capitals in action at the arena tonight, downtown on 7th and F Streets. I will be there. They'd better get a win. Ben Raby of the Caps Radio Network joins us now. So, Benjamin, let's look back first. They played one game over the weekend at Sunrise in Florida where they lost in overtime, but I thought they played really well. What'd you make of the game?
They played very well, Grant. That was a tough one that they had to settle for just one point. You have the Florida Panthers. You're leading 2-1 late in regulation, one of the top teams in the NHL in Florida. That's one where you want to be greedy. They played so well, Grant, for the majority of the night. They let it slip away late in regulation, a penalty, an ensuing Florida power play goal, and then the Panthers go on to win in overtime. So a tough one in terms of the fact they maybe let a point slip away. If you want to look at it the other side of the spectrum, they played very well. They've taken 7 of a possible 8 points over the course of their last 4 games, a 3-0-1 record. So hopefully, if you look big picture at the 4-game sample size, something they could potentially build off of as, Ottawa tonight and now Detroit tomorrow. So a pretty quick turnaround here.
Benjamin, latest on TJ Oshie.
Company line is week to week, so we at least got that today, and we didn't have a timetable necessarily over the weekend, but week to week is what we're going with now. But regardless of what the timeline is, as you guys know, that's just it's a significant hole. It's a significant piece out of the lineup, not to mention the other injuries, Martin Ferravari on the back end, Nick Dowd when you talk center depth down the middle. And we'll see a couple of game-time decisions tonight, Anthony Mantha and Nick Jensen, who both dealt with injuries Saturday in Florida. So they're getting wins, they're getting points, and seemingly every night they're losing another player due to injury. So it's kind of a good news, bad news scenario for them.
Yeah, one of the reasons why they've been able to cushion some of those blows is that some of the kids they've called up have played well. Highlight who you think has shined among the youth and who else is coming that might provide something in the days ahead.
Well, I'll highlight someone who's not necessarily young, but who's making the most of an opportunity here. You can almost call him an AHL journeyman. He's in his 30s, Mike Scarbosa. Not a household name. Not sure how much play Mike Scarbosa gets on Grant and Danny, but someone worth highlighting nonetheless in all seriousness. Tonight's going to be his 9th game since he was recalled earlier this month. He really came up when Kuznetsov left the team to go to the players' assistance program. And he's been really good, Mike Scarbosa, number 23. You'll see him tonight, Grant, and centering the line primarily with Pacioretty and Milano. He's someone who's picked up the slack over the past few games with Dowd out. Moore has been asked of Alexei Protas, moving down the middle into a center position role. He's played well. And Connor McMichael, again, he's been around all year, but he's seen increased minutes in an elevated role of late. He also has played well, but Scarbosa is a good story. Early 30s, and this isn't a charitable gesture to get him up here. He earned it. He's played very well in Hershey, and again, he's really taken advantage of veteran presence as well, making the most of an opportunity here.
You mentioned McMichael, points in 5 of his last 8. What's been the difference for him?
Yeah, taking advantage of the increased role, increased opportunity, playing big minutes, and a guy who you can see the way he's dangling to an extent, making moves and driving to the net. The guy who you can tell he's playing with a little bit more confidence. I think it goes hand in hand. The ice time is up. The role is up. The increased, value in minutes. He's there late in the game protecting a one-goal lead. He's on the ice late in the game if they're trying to mount the comeback. He's getting valuable minutes, in other words. And I think it all goes hand in hand for a guy who has a very high ceiling and maybe hit a little bit of a midseason lull, but certainly seems to be coming out of that of late.
Give us an Ovi update. No goal, obviously, over the weekend, but what are we seeing and what do we think about how he's skating and playing?
Yeah, I think big picture since the All-Star break, he's been good. He's been good, and they need him to be given all the injuries that we're talking about. And a power play unit, which collectively has looked a lot better over the past couple of weeks, over the past few weeks. That predates the All-Star break a little bit. It's been a power play unit, which has been adjusting on the fly this season. They struggled for the most part. First half of the year, some tweaks were made, and for guys who go by muscle memory for much of the last decade, there's an acknowledgement. There was a big adjustment there, and Ovechkin's certainly a part of that, but he's benefited now of late. He's getting more reps on the power play, more finish on the power play, and just his all-around game, to your point, Grant. He's looked better of late, and we'll see just how sustainable that is for Ovechkin here.
Benjamin, thank you as always, buddy.
Appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
See you, dude. Hit that wizard sounder, Darius. Our pal Ava Wallace covers the Wizards. That's why she's talking about the Wizards here on the Beltway Blitz. Ava, what's the latest on Bilal Coulibaly?
Ooh, he took a nasty fall yesterday in the first quarter. So he is out for tomorrow against the Warriors. And honestly, lucky to not be a little bit more injured than that. He didn't hit his head or anything. So that's really good.
We saw actual playing time, a combined 40 minutes over 2 games for Johnny Davis. What'd you think?
I thought there was a lot of good and a lot of bad. There were a lot of defensive miscues. The offense was not there. Coach Brian Keefe was pretty happy with what he saw. He mentioned kind of his physicality, his ability to put bodies on a guy. And he's definitely a willing defender. He's definitely, you can see that he's trying to prove himself on that end. And I think he kind of knows that's really where he's going to get a spot in the rotation if that is available for him is on the defensive side. So he's trying. He's not hesitant. He's not exactly doing like any interesting things. Anything that makes me go, oh, okay, there's a little something that I'm piqued my interest. But he is, at least according to the Wizards, trending in the right direction defensively.
Hey, but that's a great line. He's not doing any interesting things.
I mean, you know, like,
no,
like
I know what
Bilal,
you mean.
I would say, like, yeah, he does interesting things. Johnny Davis, he's trying to get to a dependable NBA player status.
Well, you're much younger than me, but that's the kind of thing when a neighbor asks you how you're doing, you start scratching your head, and your voice goes up a little bit, like, I'm fine.
Oh, no.
I know. No, you're all good. Tell me about Jordan Poole going to the bench. He wasn't happy, but that was one of his best games of the season there. Was it yesterday? All the days were together against Cleveland.
Yes, yesterday against Cleveland. Yep. He likes to play well the games before Golden State visits. That was interesting. He's kind of like warming up for his old team usually. Yeah, it was interesting last night when, I mean, they had so many injuries. Deddy Avdija was out, which is very rare. Obviously, Koulibaly kind of left in the first quarter. So kind of left to his own devices. He was able to be really creative. And, you know, the last time they played Cleveland was that scoreless game that he had where everyone was booing him, I mean, really, really badly in the fourth quarter. So I thought it was interesting that he kind of went out and flipped the script against the Cavaliers for that one, even though it was still a bad loss. They led in the fourth and let go.
You mentioned Golden State coming to town, always one of the most anticipated home games of the season. So what can you tell us about the matchup? Also, from a pool perspective, I'd imagine he's amped up for this one.
Absolutely. I mean, when they were out in Golden State earlier this year, I think that was in December, I watched Jordan Poole stay out and warm up for I think like an hour and 45 minutes. He was on the court just soaking it all up. The fans were loving it. He was clearly so happy to be home. This time is a little different, of course, because last time Draymond Green was suspended. So this is the first time he'll face Draymond Green as a Wizard, you know, since that kind of his kind of unceremonious.
Do they have a history or something?
Does something happen?
Yeah, no, not at all. Nothing. Okay. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. No one's going to talk about it. It's great. Yeah, so that will be certainly something to watch. I think Jordan Poole is going to be very excited to do something special for that game.
Kyle Kuzma continues to get buckets, get out in transition, and run pretty well. Is he like what's the league perception of him right now? Is that I know it's a pretty vague question, Ava, but to me, it's like a guy that if he stayed around and rebound a little bit instead of leaking out in the break, you might see some better rebounding numbers. But they seem very concerned with getting him some offense. I don't know. I'm kind of torn. What do you think the league perception is of Kuzma at this stage in his career?
He has a good reputation around the league, certainly, and he's kind of one of those many guys that the Wizards have where it's like, man, on a good team, he would be really good. Like he could be certainly additive. When there were all those trade rumors going around the deadline about him going to Dallas, you know, that made a lot of sense. Like, he's a big body. He brings size, and he can shoot. That is always, always going to have so much value in the NBA. So he's always going to be, whenever there are trade rumors about the Washington Wizards, he's always going to be at the top of those lists.
Ava, thank you. As always, we appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Ava.
Let's keep the blitz moving. Bobby Blanco, West Palm Beach, the home of James Wood home runs and Nats spring training. Bobby, how about it? Two games, two bolts, and I saw Barry Sverluga post a video today because the game's not on TV, that James Wood had an RBI knock again, so he has stayed hot.
Yeah, first three games, he has driven in runs in all three, and I'm sure everyone has seen the highlights of his two bombs he hit over the weekend, his first swing of spring training and goes yard. Pretty crazy stuff. You cannot ask for a better start for James Wood to his first major league camp. I can see he's like currently still trending on Twitter and everything. He's setting the Nats world afire right now down there in West Palm. The other impressive thing, too, is no strikeouts yet. That was the big knock on him last year. I know, you know, they're facing some lower-level minor league guys, but still, you know, there's major league spring training games, and he hasn't struck out a lot. I think he led the organization in strikeouts last season in the minors, and none so far. So he is putting the bat on the ball, and when he connects, they go far.
Josiah Graham, the bump today, five punches through two scoreless innings. Who's thrown the ball well here? I know it's super early, but just who's got a little buzz around them here, Bobby?
Yeah, Josiah, great start today. His first outing, only two hits, five Ks, over two strikeouts. Throw a lot of strikes, and that's what, you know, Mike Rizzo clearly showed with all those signs in the bullpen. Doesn't care about how fast you throw ball for. He has put the ball in the strike zone. Mackenzie Gore did the same thing yesterday. Very efficient outing. I think he like only threw four or so balls of his 20-plus pitches. So those two guys, and those are the names you want to hear, Gray and Gore, looking very impressive, but they're going to be at the top of this rotation. Those are your two likely guys probably starting opening day, maybe Gore or Gray, you know, hopefully carry this rotation forward, but they have had both very impressive starts to their camps.
How soon into the big league season could we see Wood or Cruz?
Ooh, that's the million-dollar question, right? You know, you don't want to rush them too much. The Chris Bryant rule is no longer in effect, so their teams are incentivized to bring up their top prospects. Look at what the Orioles did and bring up Gunnar Henderson, and he wins Rookie of the Year, and they get a draft pick back for that. But, you know, these guys both only reached Double A last year, so you want to see them, one, perform well in the spring training games that they're playing in right now. Dylan Cruz, you know, made a highlight catch in center field yesterday as well, so that's good to see. But, yeah, I think, you know, it all kind of depends on, you know, they've always said these guys will tell them when they're ready. If they play well, whether they're starting at Double A or Triple A, and early on in the season, if they're playing well enough and performing, I don't think there's anyone on this team, maybe other than Lane Thomas, who is going to block them from coming up to the majors. I mean, we've seen Victor Robles have struggles over the past couple of years. Alex Call has, you know, not proven to be an everyday outfielder. Stone Garrett coming back from an injury. I think if Dylan and James both have very impressive starts to their seasons, we could see them up pretty soon, maybe within the first couple months of the season.
Bobby, let's go straight percentage chance. What percentage chance is Carter Kieboom a thing?
Ooh, I'm going to say 10%. I think, you know, Nick Senzel was signed to be the everyday third baseman today, and he wasn't, you know, I saw reports saying he was not able to play today because he's sick, so they sent him home. And who did they put in the starting lineup instead of him? Brady House at third base instead of Carter Kieboom. I think that's pretty telling that, you know, they are kind of moving past this Carter Kieboom thing. Now, of course, he could play his way back into the conversation, but they are obviously very high on Brady House, and they chose him to be the starter when Nick Senzel couldn't start at third base today. I think that's pretty telling. So I'm going to say 10%, giving him a small chance. And there's no 0% chance, but it's very small that he becomes a thing again, I think.
Bobby, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me.
See you, buddy.
Got it. That is your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. We're with you until 6:30. I want to get into the Commanders' biggest needs as we continue. Also, we had Ralph Vecchiano, who's covering the NFC East for Fox Sports, on the show last hour. He says not only does he think Sam Howell's going to be traded, but he thinks the Commanders could get a third-round pick for him. We'll get into that in the 5 o'clock hour right here on Grant and Danny. It is time for my annual rite of passage, where here we are on late February, spring training starting, and I'm back trying to figure out what I'm going to do TV-wise for the spring.
Are we here already?
We're here.
I feel like I'm not joning at all, but I feel like we just did this.
Well, we did. Here's why.
Because it was a football one for you. How do you watch the Peacock game or something?
On the back end of the NFL season, I got rid of DirecTV.
Yep.
At which point now, I knew when I got rid of DirecTV, I was setting myself up for a sticky wicket come the Nats season. And this is where everyone's tweets come in and just
violate federal law with a PBRYCCT. I'm like,
I want to do a VPN thing, but apparently you can't really, even though that's like shunned but not illegal or whatever the deal is. Here's the problem with that, I was told. Basically, there's been a crackdown now with all the smart TVs. So you can do the VPN thing to get MLB.TV on your computer. In other words, I can trick the computer into thinking I'm not in D.C.
Yeah, that I'm in Nova Scotia.
Now, I'm not advocating that anyone should be doing this. I'm just saying that that is something that people do. Apparently, from what I was told, my sauces, honey mustard, ketchup and
Polynesian,
mustard, yeah. Among them, my sauces have told me that when you try to then put the app on your smart TV, your computer can be bypassed, but the TV can't, essentially. Ugh. So, like, the TV locally
says, it's too damn smart.
I'm in D.C. He's a liar.
I know where I am. Right. I know where I am.
He's
fraud.
A liar. This is the regional market he's in. Which yeah. I was told, again, this is my sauce. Now, you guys may have different sauces telling you different things. Mm-hmm. But the guy I talked to told me, you can watch all their games on your computer.
On your computer.
With the VPN situation. But if you want to watch them on television, I went and bought a 90-inch TV for a reason, people. I want to tell you something. Because James Wood bombs look good on that 90-inch TV. I want to see going, going, gone. I want to see that Mackenzie Gore punch out with 96 at the letters. I want to see that in 90 inches of high definition, crystal clear video. It's just not the same to sit there hovered over my laptop all night. I don't think that's a doable, sustainable thing. 162 on a laptop. Now, I did broach the subject with my wife. This is how quickly the conversation went. I said, what would you think about me just going to watch Nats games at the bar? And she said, how often would you be watching them?
When they play.
And I said, like every night. And she said, like from 7 to 10 every night? And I said, yeah. And she goes, I'm going to pretend like you didn't just ask that.
Yep.
I said, that's probably a good
terrific.
Idea. That conversation went great.
It went, yeah, I mean, I think you don't find out if you don't ask.
Right.
So I think it's the right call to ask.
But it was the look.
Yeah.
Like, if that sounds like it went badly, it went worse.
It went worse.
just know that the transcript of that conversation.
Hey, hon, idea.
Sounds way more favorable than the actual dialogue went.
The bar to watch the game. How often? You know, I won 62. Oh, 62.
In her mind, she's going, well, in the past, you've watched every inning of every game ever. Clearly, you won't be doing that anymore. What
Can't
do you
do
mean?
That.
You're just going to watch them on Saturdays or something? No. I like 7:05.
Well, they start at 6:45 now, so as soon as I get back from work.
Mind you, I get home at 7:05 from work.
Yep.
So that's a beeline to Glory Days Grill in Lorton. Or, I don't know. I'll have to pick some bar, if not that one.
You've been missing the first inning a lot with their new start time.
Oh, I've been sleeping on that.
Dude, 6:45?
I forgot about it. Well, no, we get off earlier. So I'll be at the bar then at 6:40.
Oh, there you go.
Basically, it takes me how long the pregame show is. It takes me 30 minutes to get home.
Yeah. Charlie and Dave get you up to speed
exactly.
What you need to know.
I'll walk in.
On this day in Nationals history, you know, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll. All right, I see you. I don't know what you do, man. I mean, I know this. I've lost. I have a flag. It's all white, and I'm just waving it. I hate cable. Do I pay for cable? Yes. Why? Because of Masson.
Here's my current idea.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think.
Okay.
My current idea is to get DirecTV Stream, whatever that is. Basically, I am paying for the streaming version of DirecTV.
Okay.
I will then just get an app on my TV for the stream. Now, the problem is I already have YouTube TV. So am I double dipping or am I now getting rid of YouTube TV? Assuming DirecTV Stream gets me Monumental Sports, which I'm sure that it does. I've never had that issue with DirecTV. Then I would be able to, through the streaming DirecTV version, have Masson, I believe. And that is currently my best laid plan. Short of my family just not caring if I'm home for 3 hours every single night while I watch the Nats lose their 94 games.
Or just bending over in the woodshed like I do and paying the cable bill every month.
But no, I could do that, but I have YouTube TV. So
but you can't get Masson on the YouTube TV thing, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, like you pay for cable.
Yeah.
I could, that's what I've always done.
Yeah.
But I've moved on now to YouTube TV.
And I'm jealous of you. You've went first into the breach.
Which, by the way, YouTube TV is a little bit silly.
Well, the point of the dude's story is every time that bill every month drives me crazy. My wife thinks I'm a psychopath.
What are you paying for cable right now?
I'm not kidding you. She had to take it over. So I don't know the specific number.
It's got to be close to $200 a month.
I think
right?
It's north of that.
Yeah.
Somehow. I think it's because we get the HBO and whatever else. All the, you know, the football options so I can watch Red Zone and all the different packages. Okay.
Guy, how do you have HBO but you don't have Max for let me to watch Hard Knocks? Our buddy Guilo had to play some calls.
Had to share it. I don't know. But it was like $14.99 a month for shows about like people meeting it for and going to get married at first sight. I don't want to do that. I'm not paying that for that. I got HBO. I can do on demand. But point of the dude's story is, I am so scared of swinging to another branch that I don't know, that I'm just hamstrung by this, and I pay hundreds of dollars every month for stupid cable for thousands of channels that I'll never watch. I don't even know what they are, just so I can hear Bob and Franny call 100 lost team.
How does Masson not have the monumental sports streaming option bit thing at this point? How is that possible? Well, actually, let me direct my anger first at MLB. How does MLB.TV not allow me to watch an in-market Nats game? Right, like the blackout. That's really to me the most egregious thing.
Yeah, that's the villain.
I will pay an unbelievable amount of money for that, especially now that they're giving me the access to all the minor league games. Because last season, I would watch Fred Nats, I would watch Harrisburg. You know, if James Wood was there, I was watching Rochester games when Cavalli was starting. I used that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Wilmington never has anybody really of value there, and they didn't have cameras for much of last season. But I'll watch minor league games till the cows come home. I love it. And I do the prospect show anyway, so I'll watch random teams' minor league games on the grainy feeds or whatever. I will pay a crazy amount of money for that. Stop blacking out the team that I want to watch in my local market. That is outrageous. It's so stupid.
It's archaic. Because that's what it used to be with NFL games, where they would go, if we don't sell out the home stadium, we're not going to put it on TV locally. And that was ridiculous.
What is the idea behind that?
It's because you want people butts in seats first. Yeah, that's what you want first.
Ugh.
I just think in this modern era where everybody works until whatever time, it's like it is so hard. We work 500 yards from the center field gate. Numbers approximate. It's probably a little bit more than that, but whatever. Easy walk. It's still really hard for me to go to games on most weeknights for a million reasons. Like, I just want, we're trying to grow something here. Please let the dumb games be available to people. Please, if you've got enough people that are sitting here fretting about watching a 95 loss team,
and
it's hard, stop making it hard to watch your product. Stop having games at 9 o'clock in the morning only on Yahoo or whatever. Like whatever sport's doing that.
I don't need to do this because I get monumental, but correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure we did this on the show and we took calls and everything on this. Aren't the Wizards and Capitals currently available? Or is that a futuristic thing they announced? Can't you get them by the month right now?
If you have Monumental Network, you pay that whatever the fee is per month?
No.
Or the app thing?
You can just get the app. Like, in other words, if I got rid of YouTube TV right now and I had no TV at all, I can just get the Monumental app and pay to stream Wizards and Capitals games. They provide them. That we did the whole thing on
it.
Yeah,
I think that's right. I think that's right.
They launched this thing. It's part of the whole Monumental app. How is Masson not doing that? I don't understand.
Yeah.
They should be doing it way more than Monumental. Monumental's available everywhere. They have that's the big leagues compared to Masson, with all due respect. I mean, they have DirecTV and you name it, Comcast, Cox, whatever. Whereas Masson is unavailable on a lot of these cable providers. They should be doing the direct-to-consumer app. I'm speaking out of school a little bit, like I don't know what I don't know. I just know that it shouldn't be hard for me to have to make this decision. There should be a way to do it. It's the only reason a lot of people in this area have not cut the cord.
I'm one.
There's got to be a way forward. Joe's in Clarksburg. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Grant. So, you know what makes your smart TV smart, right?
What's that?
Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi. Turn off the Wi-Fi, run a cable from your computer to your TV, and you got a 90-inch monitor to watch your game on the VPN.
Okay, so I literally just, what am I, so now I sound like an idiot because I am one, so that'll be fine.
So you were talking about the VPN.
Yes,
the games,
but
on
what
VPN?
Plug am I using? Like, what into what? A USB out of my laptop?
HDMI.
Okay.
I'll bet your laptop has an HDMI port.
I'm looking at it right now. This one, shocker, doesn't, but I can get one that does.
Yeah.
Well, if it doesn't, you can probably do it with USB. I'll bet your smart TV has a USB also.
Okay. I would never do this, by the way, Joe. I would never.
It's already so complicated.
I'm just saying I would obviously just pay for cable, Danny. I wouldn't use a VPN, and I wouldn't get it that way.
Right.
I wouldn't trick.
Why'd you just wink at me?
I didn't wink at you.
What? You winked again.
Done nothing at the sort.
Why is your right
Here's
eye
winking?
Here's
how my brain works, though.
Yeah.
I just assume the second that this is not a bit, by the way. Like, you'll Joan. I just assume. I don't even know what's illegal, what isn't. The second I plug in from my computer to my TV and I start VPNing and the first pitch of the season, the national season is underway. Just 18 cops kick my door in, come running in like, hands on the ground, hands on the ground. Hands on, are you VPNing this Nats game? Like ripping me away. Truman and Reagan are crying. Allison is grabbing the baby. Like, that's how I envision this whole thing going. Darius is giggling and losing his mind. But like, tell me I'm wrong. Am I allowed the VPN? It's just letters to me. I don't know what that
These
is.
These are just letters.
Here's what I know. A bunch of you 22-year-olds are out there just watching a bunch of games for free.
Yeah, it's website's called free.com.
Yeah, ruining everything for everyone. And somehow you guys are fine. The second I try to watch James Wood go 0-for-4 in his debut and Mackenzie Gore get his teeth kicked in while the Nats fall to 3-27, I'm going to, hands on the ground, hands on the ground, all over the news. Taken out in cuffs. CK fires my ass because I got arrested. All because I wanted
it's
to watch.
It's an embarrassing look for the station.
A bad baseball team. I would like to legally watch it without paying for cable. I suppose that I can't do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sack up and pay for cable. Again,
I have
I'm a
admitted
loser.
Defeat.
Do you have the song by Beck, Loser? I'm a loser, baby.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey.
I just keep getting kicked. In the you know what,
yeah.
Just because, and by the way, it's not even they're not even good. They're terrible.
I know.
No one wants to watch them.
I'm going to spend more on cable than their active payroll. Numbers
right?
approximate.
I will spend more on cable than any player makes, not named Corbin or Strasburg. To watch what? Till Tomorrow, Vargas again? Really again?
Again, by the way.
Mike and McLean, what's up?
Boys, how we doing?
Hey, Bodic.
Look, you have two options from my perspective. You guys talk about sports for a living, correct?
We do,
yeah.
So why don't you bring your receipts into work and say, CK, I'd like for you to pay for these. These are what we call a business expense.
Oh, what a funny Mike, joke.
Now, here's what I'm telling you.
Mike is
You
a
are
comedian.
Correct,
Hold
by
on.
The way.
Can I ask him, where's your set at next Friday night?
Where don't are you, you doing don't make fun set? Of Mike. He's right.
What a funny joke he's making.
Mike is correct. I was laughed out of the room. In every room I've been in, including my accountants, by the way, where I go, this is for work. I pay this bill every month so that I can speak competently about this ball club. Is that worth anything? And she was like, I want to say this as nice as I can. That's so stupid.
Right.
You're stupid. And no one likes you. You should go home and wait until the end.
I love Mike. It's a great call.
Thank you, Mike.
I don't want to get into the particulars because I don't know what I can and can't say. The notion that Odyssey, this company, is it Odyssey or is it Audacity?
You're in the middle of an Odyssey.
I still don't understand the name of the
audacious.
Company.
But it's audacious.
For some reason, it's two words combined. I don't remember the whole deal.
It's a wombo.
Part bold, part Odyssey. It's Bodyssey, I think. The idea that they would pay for me to watch the baseball team is the most precious thing anyone's ever said.
Yep.
But I appreciate you saying it.
Yep.
I do. I really, truly do. It's great.
Like, I was like, could I be reimbursed? Like, no, we have to pay for this other podcast we'll advertise during your show. Like, you can't get money back to watch the Nationals.
I just want to watch the Nats.
I just want to watch them on TV.
But another thing I don't know anything about is, now I'm going to open up a whole other can of worms.
You're fine.
Write-offs have completely changed.
They have.
So, like, it used to be years ago that you could just write up anything related to work off, and now that's not a thing anymore. I don't know how or when that changed.
I don't know what happened, but it did. It changed.
A lot of things changed on that.
Yeah.
And I don't do my own taxes because I don't know how to do anything.
I can't do that.
So I have an actual person that does that. I just know that there was a time where I'm like, here's my cable bill, and that mattered. And now they go, thank you for that. Here's the receipt back.
Right.
It just doesn't matter
anymore.
You
can take these pieces of paper out of the folder you just handed me.
There's just so many things I don't know anything about.
Yep.
You want to talk James Wood? We could do that.
Yep.
I got you. I'm your guy. Just don't expect me to have seen him play. I know what it sounds like
I've
when Charlie and Dave call his at bat.
Mm-hmm.
What if I did that all year long? Just the guy who never watched a Nats game and I was just Mr. Charlie and Dave. Silly for the ratings.
I had a couple zings about Mr. Never Watched the Nats guy, but I holstered him.
It's probably a good thing. We can get back into the Commanders' needs, but I'm curious what people think. What's your plan for? I mean, is everyone in a good spot? We ready to go here watching the Nats this year? 800-636-1067. You're listening to The Fan.
This place is lit.
He's Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We're taking you up to 6:30. Caps hockey tonight at 7:05. We got your pregame and eventually puck drop right here on your flagship home for the Capitals. We're also the flagship home for the Nats. We were talking about their season getting ready to ramp up, and I'm back to my move where I get rid of cable for the offseason. Now I got to figure out if it's time to go get some cable. You've been eating baked ziti today?
I had some.
Very jealous of the baked ziti situation that you're having.
So I had the real baked ziti, which like the tasty kind that somebody was kind enough to make for B. Mitch and Finlay. I had also a different pasta from home.
Oh, is that what you were just eating?
Yeah, I
thought you doubled up on the baked ziti.
No, this was a far less tasty kind of lowerish carb type thing. So my low carb pasta, some Rao's, which is a good little tomato sauce if you're in the market for it, and again like a chicken that was baked with like a lower carb sort of crusty kind of deal. I made my own sort of like chicken parm pasta type thing. It's fine. It was fine. It's fine.
A ziti guy.
Of course you are.
Big ziti guy. I also like rigatoni. You in on rigatoni?
100%.
I don't think I've had as much cannelloni, but it seems like it'd be up my alley. Also like big tubes.
Very little pasta. That's not going to be a yes for me. Like you'd be hard pressed to find a pasta. True. Where I'm like, you know what? No. I do all of it.
I like, is it fugili? It's the little fusilli? Spiral joint. Fusilli?
Fusilli.
Okay. I'm looking at farfalle. Those are the bow ties.
Oh, yeah.
Like those as well.
A little tagliatelle.
What don't I going. Like? You know what you're going to be upset here. This is not, I'm not going to go as far as to say I don't like this. I'm just going to tell you that it's lower on my list. I would not move up in the draft to get it. I might even pass on it when everyone thinks it's coming off the board.
Okay.
Never been a huge ravioli guy.
Whoa.
Like, I'll never go to a restaurant and order ravioli. Because there's not enough of it, I feel like. There's like, you're supposed to give me a few
pieces
of it.
Now, I'm with you there. I feel like I never get enough ravioli. I'm with you.
Also, it's like 2 forkfuls. I cut it right down the middle. Next thing you know, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
So, ravioli is a little overrated.
Now, I'm not on board with that. I just want more of it because it's appropriately rated to me.
Yeah.
But I need bigger portions. Somebody figure that out. The one that I think is overrated, I don't know if I'm going to lose some people here.
Oh, boy.
And I don't think I'd go as far as to say I have no interest in it because I would still obviously eat it. Okay? Because it's better than not pasta. But angel hair pasta can kick rocks.
I don't think that's a bad take.
It can kick rocks.
Kick rocks is slightly strong. But yeah, angel hair pasta, I would say, is if all the pastas were together and one by one we're kicking them off the island in a game of Survivor, I hope they have an ally or two because I'm writing their name on the card.
Again, it's better than like leaves or air or something that's not good, sure. But it's the worst of the pastas. I think that's my lowest seed pasta.
I just, spaghetti in general, I don't know if it's because I ate it a lot growing up like everybody else or what, but spaghetti, it can be very good. Chicken parm or meatballs. I'll eat spaghetti. The next time I eat it, I'll thoroughly enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm never seeking it out. I'll never go to a restaurant and order spaghetti. If I get some spaghetti with my chicken parm or something, cool. Yeah. I'd rather my parm come with ziti.
Like when we went to Philomena and I got my my giant veal, which is the size of half the table.
First meal I've ever seen that beat you.
Yeah, it beat me. And I'm still embarrassed about it. But I had a side of pasta, side of spaghetti. That's about right.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like I got a little working in a little bit right there.
Exactly.
But I'm majoring in this giant veal.
Go to our buddy Chris in Hyattsville. Hello, Christopher.
Guys, you realize that pasta is literally the same thing, just 29 different ways, right?
That's right.
We are familiar.
I mean, it's exactly the same food substance, just in a different shape. So,
is it exactly the same?
It's pretty darn similar.
I think it's very
the same
comparable.
Thing.
Yeah.
No, the pasta, Big Pasta has put a scam on us to convince us that they're all different
Big Pasta's
and have their own, you know. It's the same thing with Mexican food. It's the same thing, just 13 different ways. So this is the last guy had a really good idea, streaming through the HDMI cord. By the way, thank God for sports talk, because I really don't know what either of you would do as a profession.
Very
good. Your
point.
Skills are so limited.
This is
very
correct.
Limited, by the way. As Ron Rivera once said, our skills limited. Are very limited.
Extremely limited.
So this is the real reason why they black out the games locally. It has nothing to do with attendance. That's an old thing from the NFL, which is not even a thing anymore.
Right.
It's because they're clinging to this outdated, obsolete RSN model, and they want to have as many viewers as possible, both the cable networks, which pay money for those networks to be on their provider list, and the franchises want to have as many viewers so they can sell those eyeballs as through advertisers through the RSN. If you're watching through MLB TV, they can't make that claim.
Good point. Mm.
And they, at least they haven't figured out how to make it work.
I get it, and that's a good
Thanks,
point.
Buddy.
I just, either cutting off their nose to spite their face, which I've never understood that saying, by the way. I'll throw it out there because I know that it works here. But get with the program, man. It's 2024. Like, figure it out and make me give me the option of being able to watch my team in my market. Michael's in Silver Spring. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Grant. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. I got a solution for you. All you need to do is download the Masson app, and I did this last year, and if you just have a cable login, if you have a coworker maybe, someone sitting next to you that has a cable login with their cable, you can watch any game.
Now, I would never do this, but I'm going to ask some follow-up questions out of curiosity, but I would never. I want all of the important
of
people listening to know this is not something I personally would
mm-hmm.
ever do.
We're just hypothetically talking.
So in this situation you're referencing, hypothetically,
of course.
Some jerk, how sure are you that could work, that this jerk could just get a log in with someone else's information, and that the Masson app actually would stream the game on their smart TV?
As a millennial jerk that does not have cable and hasn't had cable for 8 years,
oh,
but
so
still
jealous.
Uses his dad's cable login, I can confirm that this worked. I used it all last year.
Allegedly.
Right.
But I mean, family, right? If your coworker, do you consider your coworker family?
In a way.
What I think is irrelevant, because I'm not involved, but hypothetically,
right.
Someone could.
Right.
Someone could.
One could think that.
Yeah, so they have the Masson app now, and it makes it a little bit easier as long as you got that cable login.
So the Masson app streams the game?
Correct.
Wow. So that's what the old Monumental Sports app did,
mm-hmm.
I think still does, by the way. When I would get on, I'd have to punch in, like, my DirecTV credentials, login, password.
So this says here, what do I know? I'm over here having been beaten by cable, so I got nothing. But it says, below are current providers who will be able to authenticate the Masson app. Armstrong, Bay Country Communications, Breezeline, Como Connect, Cox DirecTV, DirecTV Stream, Easton Velocity, Lumos Networks, Mediacom, Scout Spectrum, Verizon Fios, and Xfinity.
So anyone who has those has the ability to stream the Masson app.
As long as you, I guess, have a cable account with one of those things. That's what he's talking about. If somebody...
Like Danny Ruye.
Had a cable account, yeah.
Danny Ruye can get that app.
I could do that.
You wouldn't need it because you're watching on cable.
I've already got the cable.
What could you do with that extra access? If only.
What am I?
Looking over both shoulders.
There's nothing to do with all this access.
Just so many ways to watch the
nothing to do.
That's real interesting. My lips are filling with smiles.
Aren't they?
Ralph Vecchiano says that Sam Howell could be on the move. We'll talk about that next on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.